This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
And there it is. That's as good as it gets on this stage. Nissan Townstar EV strikes again. It's an unstoppable van. Unstoppable!
Look, just fantastic. You can actually see the ProPilot technology in action. Effortless parallel parking.
It moves with all the confidence that comes with a 5-year warranty.
And with a bench full of all-star van experts, there's real strength in depth here.
That's all-star quality.
Search Nissan Townstar EV and visit your local all-star van centre to see for yourself.
Terms and conditions apply. 5 years or 100,000 miles, whichever comes first.
ProPilot is an advanced driver assist technology. Driver's responsibility to stay alert, drive safely, and control vehicle at all times.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Right, live after Sunderland. So then. We're in the championship for another season, mathematically and quite happily. We are there for another season. And I suppose realistically, before I introduce you boys, we just do this. There we go then. So then, a poor game, to be fair, on Saturday. But we did what needed to be done. And yeah, we're up. We are safe. Thank God going into, you know, the game today was a bit of a, you know, with Sheffield Wednesday was like, oh, fuck, you know, but their Blackburn keeper seemed to be giving it away like, I don't know what. So yeah, so without further ado, we're going to welcome my glamorous co-host, the one and only Stephen.
Hello, mate. It's been a while since both of us have been on Alive, hasn't it? Obviously, with your exploits in Turkey and whatnot. So
that's it, mate. No teeth, no hair. So, yeah, we're all done. We're all done there. And we are joined by the Red Bull King himself, the one and only Jay. How you doing, fella? You all right?
Twice Good evening, chaps. Twice in a week, yeah. Yeah, it is, mate. Yeah, so yeah, yeah, they will, mate. We're gonna have to balance this out a bit. No, good to be here. Glad to be safe. Glad we can get that out of the way now. No more rants, and we can start looking forward to what we need for a championship squad next season, not a League One squad. So yeah, exciting, but some concerns we want to raise during the show.
At some point, yeah. I mean, flicking through the comments, as I said to you, you know, we will highlight comments and we will come back to them, but I'm not going to be flicking all of them because you don't see them when you watch back and all of that. So, Mark Murphy, good evening. Carl Jacobs, Lion Shaw, et cetera, et cetera. Good evening. Good evening, Mike. Paul Frenchie, bonjour. And, you know, most of you in there. We are safe now. I can go to Plymouth match and relax now. I don't know about relax because it would just be sod's law that we'll probably get spanked about 5-0. But, you know, we're going to that as we move on. So, Stephen, then, your thoughts on yesterday's game?
Well, you said that it wasn't particularly good, and let's be honest, it wasn't.
Don't make me ping up the WhatsApp chats for the beginning half yesterday, mate.
it wasn't, but I also don't think, I know this sounds a bit odd, but I don't think we were that bad. I just think it was just Harris had a game plan. It was to stop them creating chances. I read somewhere that, and I I'm going to come back to this player later, someone I want to talk about a little bit more in detail. I read that Matty Sarkic didn't actually have a save to make, but yeah. I'm not so sure if that, I don't know if that's actually true, because I'm thinking about a couple of chances that they had and whether or not they it went wide or was going wide. I don't know what the, you know, how they calculate that, but we limited them to not a lot. I know their supporters are not happy with their style of play and the management situation. Scored a good goal. The build-up was good. Good from Longman. Okay, a little bit of luck from Dan Ballard. But the players have done what they needed to do. And, you know, we all thought it might go down to the last couple of games. We all thought it was going to be nervy. And the fact that they've won three out of the last three, they've taken care of business. You can't really ask for much more than that.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. Jay, your thoughts?
Yeah, similar to Stephen. Look, it wasn't pretty on the eye. I thought there were some players that have been really good recently that wasn't very good. Maybe that's tiredness coming in, or, you know, some players that played were if, buts or maybes for the game anyway. But I thought off the ball, as we have been seen under a Harris team, off the ball we was resolute. The positioning, the discipline was still top draw. Just lacked that bit of quality on the ball. I thought the passing was poor, the positioning was poor. I thought we was running around a lot. But that was from both teams. I thought both teams were very poor. And we just happened to get on the end of a really good passage of play of the tackle from Lenny, and then Saville bursting through the middle, which he doesn't normally do. Feeds Longman, who puts a fantastic ball in the box. And when you put a cross like that into the box, any touch is going to send it into the back of the net, and it come off of a former Millwall loanee. That's kept us up, ironically. So, bit of sweat and worrisome watching the Rotherham game back. But as you said, Mick, look, we're mathematically safe now, and it's that part of it's over, and we can look forward to next season.
I fully agree with that. I mean, there are some questions that we come to in a minute, but I mean, any standout negativity or positivity you want to speak about from yesterday, Stephen?
Japhet Tanganga. I think, again, just showing really, I was asked, you, Mickey, you asked me to write a little bit for the Roker Sunderland guys, and they asked, one of the questions revolved around Obafemi and Tanganga. And I used the phrase that he's a Rolls Royce of a defender in this division. And yesterday, I think he just showed the same thing. He reads the game really well. His positioning is excellent. He's quick. Okay, I think, let's face it, when I'm not saying he's the best defender in the world, and I think there's a couple of scenarios where balls come into the box that he might get out jumped or maybe a little bit out muscled, because the physicality in the Premier League is different perhaps to what it is in the Championship. But overall, he's absolutely superb. I'd love to get him back. I don't think we will. I think he'll end up either the top end of the Championship or probably back into the Premier League. But for me, just again, and I know we talk a lot about Aldo and Edwards and Rao, all these names have come up. Whoever it was that made that call to Spurs to ask if they could bring him to the club, that was an excellent, excellent piece of business.
Asking him to come back to the club?
No, asking Tanganga to whoever when they went to Spurs and said, is he available? Can we do a deal with whoever it was that initiated that transfer? That was an excellent piece of business. And had we have had him, and this is probably a bit more of a stupid comment, but had we have had him from the start of the season, if he'd have been there the whole season playing at this level, I think he would have walked away with player of the season. The fact he's only been there for half a season has meant that obviously there's other names in the running, but he's been superb.
Do you know what I find amazing with him is that if you watch, and I'll try and find it in a minute and put the link in the chat for people to watch. There was a program on Sky called Transfer Day a couple of years ago, and his agent really did think that he was better than what he was, because he had a value of a couple of years ago of £23 million. And he was going, they were talking about him going to Milan and, you know, AC Milan and teams out there. And, you know, within a year, he's pretty much playing for Millwall, you know, a little club as such, compared to what he was looking at. And he's literally found his form. Is he going to use that form to hopefully excel himself back in to the top level of football? I don't know. That's down to him. Or has he found his place in Championship football? Again, I think that's something where we need to do. But if you watch it, I mean, you know, it was an interesting... I mean, he's not in there for... You'll have to flick through it a bit. But he's, you know, there's a few little bits in there where he's there. And you hear him talking about where he come from and, you know, his loyalty to Spurs. He's been there since he was 8 years old. So he's got a lot of loyalty for him and all that lot. But yeah, I think, you know, something didn't work out for him and Spurs didn't see it in him and shipped him out. But again, we have a habit of this with Spurs. We did it with Kane.
Yeah, that's the other thing as well with him. He's English, he's young. So that's where the transfer value, if you're young and English, everyone just pays through the roof, which is ridiculous. But he's, as I say, you know, whatever's happened in the past, when we saw him at QPR away, when he came on for 5 minutes, he was clearly unfit, played no football. You know, it was obvious that he needed a little bit of time, but just absolutely superb yesterday. And also another positive, which Jay, I'm sure we've spoken about this over the last few weeks. We keep doing it. Ryan Leonard, yet again, another top Championship winger that up against him that really did nothing. And I was lucky to still be on the pitch, in my opinion.
Thanks for the follow, Len Dog. I'm not going to mention what one of our socials you follow, but thank you very much for the follow. And I did check it out before someone goes, oh, is it really him? I did check it out and it is really him, but it is under a pseudonym as such. But I have found out that it is him. And thanks for the follow, mate. Much appreciated. And if you're watching tonight, thanks a lot and see you next season, hopefully. Eh?
Yeah, like what you just said, Stephen. Look, going on off Tanganga, there's a clip when Watmore scores and they're all celebrating with Watmore and Tanganga comes over and he's saying, right, we're not done. You need, come on, let's keep our heads. So you can see, like, you know, there's a leader in him. You can see how much it meant to him. He's clearly engraved what we're trying to do, what Harris is trying to do. He's clearly bought in he's a big reason we're staying up. I don't expect him to be here next season. So I'd rather discuss the players that are. Thank him for his hard work. Really,
Jay's
do.
Jay's been reading the comments.
He's helped. I don't even have a moat. Don't even have a moat.
Someone made a comment a minute ago and went, "Fuck him. He's not going to be here next season." Right.
But no, that whoever said that is right. You know, we do want to talk about the players that are going to be here because there's a lot of turmoil. I thought, as you just said, Stephen, Ryan Leonard. I mean, I'd love to see a list of wingers that he's pocketed this season, because he's just been, and it hasn't been like, you know, he's played really well. He's absolutely pocketed these guys. And I thought Danny McNamara as well, on the opposite side of him, I thought was excellent again yesterday. After the first 5 minutes, where Tanganga had to, there was a moment Tanganga said to him, come on, you need to be there, you know, kind of coached him a bit. And after the first 5 minutes, he was flawless. I thought Danny was brilliant. So yeah, look, there is some positives. The only negative was that I would say it weren't Watmore's goal, which was a little bit annoying. You'd like that to go to a Millwall player, but look.
It has been safe to him, though.
Yeah. It has been. It definitely weren't his. No. I think it's because he's forced the issue more to it. And if he does touch it, it goes in, doesn't it? No, it's 50-50, but, you know, splitting hairs, it, you know, it's come off Ballard. But look, really good. I'm glad Harris done what he did on the pitch. If I don't know if people have heard his interview back. You know, he said he felt like he needed to do that on the pitch to show the fans, like, look, we've been in this together. It takes everybody, not just the staff, the players, but it takes the fans as well. And we did. We all had to bind together to remain in the Championship. We have done. Yeah. Credit to Harris. He's done what he was meant to do, what he was brought here to do. And the players, albeit for how bad they've been this season, they stepped up. But next season's got to be better.
No, let's see. I'm going to go to a question and throw you both under the bus. Well, not both.
Let me open these questions up because I've not.
But to a degree, right? And Tony, our fella in New Zealand, who's potentially on his way to work on Monday morning, is this one. Longman's still young enough to learn and get better. Some of you boys on here have absolutely ruined this lad this season. But towards the end of the season, the lad's come good, hasn't he?
I'll come in straight off the back of that. Look, I've been one of them. I'm not sure Stephen's been so critical. I'll defend Stephen there. I'm not sure worry. He has been as bad as
Steve's
me.
Gone for Mac, Danny Mac yes. at the beginning yeah, of the yes. season, so don't worry.
Yeah, and we'll come on to that. But no, he's not been. Look, I was one of them, and there's a couple of others I won't name drop that have been, and rightly so, in my opinion, a bit. But let's the last month. I mean, Ryan Longman's been fantastic. He's probably been one of the better players over the last month. Most of our attacks come from him. He's very lively. You know, he puts himself about, and I would love to have him back. And I wouldn't have said that a couple of months ago. I really wouldn't. But he is young, you know, and he's not going to stay at Hull. With the money they've spent and their ambition, I'd love to bring him back. He can play anywhere across the front line, can play at fullback, which is what he come into to start with under Rowett, his first appearance at Birmingham away. And he can play up front, albeit not very good. But there's a player there. And I'd really like to have him back. And I do you know what? Old man's up, I'll eat crow. Weren't a fan. But yeah, no, he's changed my opinion. That's what it's all about. This is a reactive show. This is a Sunday night reacting after Sunderland as we react after every game. And, you know, based on what we've seen so far, yeah, I'll eat crow. I'll take it back. I'll have him.
So on the Longman as well, Stephen, I know you're going to come in and say, but, I mean, there's a couple of questions relating to Longman, which we can do while we're here. How much do you think Hull would want for Longman? 400 grand, 500 grand?
I don't think it would be. Yeah, I don't think it would be a huge fee. They clearly are looking to ship him out. That's why they were happy to get rid of him on loan, let him go and play somewhere else and hopefully find a new home. I must have alert. The last five games, Ryan Longman has probably been, if not our best player over the five games. He's been superb.
Because he's been playing out of his best position?
That I saw that comment, and I was going to say playing him in a winger in that out wide position. Yes, we know he's going to track back and defend. That's a demand of Harris. That's why he obviously plays him. But he's playing in a position maybe that he feels comfortable. Before I carry on that comment there, come on, everyone. There's 152 of us in here and only 19 likes. Smash the like button. There's a few more than that watching. But if you can smash the like button, that'd be appreciated.
That's because a lot of them are on Twitter, Stephen.
Right. Sorry, back to Longman. Let's be honest. And you do have to, we do have to, you know, there's two sides to this. For the majority of the season, a lot of the players were very, very poor. We know that. We've spoke about it enough. And he was one of them. And the end product was always something that was questionable. The last five games, we've seen end product. There's been goals. There's been assists. And if you can get that out of him and you get that regular, then yes, I wouldn't be against bringing him back at all, especially for a low fee. And also considering that the rebuild job in the summer is going to be a big thing. If you can bring someone in that you know and you trust, great. But I do think that we need to see again from him and other players consistency. And I know at Millwall that's, you know, we don't always get that, and that's why perhaps players don't always stay. But I don't think he's the finished article. But from where he was to where he is now and under Harris, there's definitely a signing in there.
Yeah, I mean, Chris Brown says if Norton Cuffey leaves, Longman is a perfect replacement. And Tunbridge MFC says Longman is a Harris type player.
I think we've seen that, haven't we? I think he's been probably one of Harris's favourite type of players. You know, Harris made a point of saying, you know, after the Weldy hit at Leicester, that in the dressing room, he said, look, what do you do best? Look, you've got such raw ability, just harness it. And he did that in the second half. You know, he took a couple of players on and he's got that in his locker. He did it at Rotherham. You know, he's got them type of hits in his locker. So, yeah, for a small fee, he is a Harris type player. I totally agree that. And he's clearly thriving under Harris. He's playing better under Harris than he did Edwards or Rowett. So, yeah, I wouldn't be opposed to it, as Harris is going to be here next season.
Listen, and before I get jumped on and go, you know, what the fuck? Listen, Harris was the only man really to go to war. We've said it plenty of times before. And I said it, you know, when the choice was made. There's a business sense. For that particular moment to keep us up, Harris was the right person. As in going forward as a club, is it the right person? I don't know. And I am still undecided on that because, you know, having Harris for another year is a risk in itself, especially if the board don't back him with a good financial purse for the next season, for the transfer windows. But I mean, it's a question for you boys, because it's something we were talking about before, but I mean, Harris has done what he has. Do you now think that he's deserved next season, Stephen?
I'll be honest. I was with you on the sense when he was first brought in and it was an 18-month contract, it was kind of like, right, okay, well, you know, short term, great, but what's going to happen if we were going to be a League One club, you could kind of understand why he would be there to oversee it. But if he was going to keep us up, you'd kind of have a look at it and go, is that the right call? I think Harris he's earned the right to have a go at the Championship next year. The comment he made in his interview after the game on Millwall TV, which we'll come back to, the fact that they posted the whole interview out on Twitter, was quite interesting.
It's the last game of the season, isn't it?
They've stayed up. Yeah, they've stayed up, and it's big news. I get that. Harris said that he will be here next season, and his job is primarily to make sure the club is in a better position than what it was when he took over. Now, that's not promising anything other than we're not going to be fighting at the bottom of the league next season. Mickey, we spoke just before we come on. I think the idea is next season, and people might not want to hear it, and it might be disappointing, but next season is going to be a mid-table, start the rebuild properly season for someone to come in after Neil Harris next summer to take the club forward. That's what the scenario is. That's what Harris is looking to do. That's what the board are looking to do. We could be second after 10 games. We could be second from bottom after 10 games, and then the plan might slightly change. But I think Harris deserves his chance, and he will look to put us on a path for is the person... No, I know he has, but what...
As Larry Davenport said there... Sorry, it's just cool. There's a comment there where Larry's coming and said, you know, he's got a contract in the story. No, he has, but, you know, I mean, Gary had a contract and so did Edwards. And fans turning and fans being heard pretty much cost those two people their jobs, obviously, and losing, but... You know, and that's the frustration part for me is that these players are the same players who were here all the way through the season, give or take a couple of loanees who've come in, and they've not made the rest of these players changed. To me, the players what do stay, and any players who the board or the recruitment department are looking at, need to hit the ground running next season and fucking go for it. Purely.
That's not going to happen. And
it's
disappointing. It might be disappointing, but I think the club have realised that the decision to bring Joe Edwards in was so poor for a number of reasons that Harris has been told, right, get us in a position where in, what would it be, the 25-26 season, whoever takes us over there, they have the platform to really try and attack the top six. That's what I think.
I agree with... I think Daily Mill. I think the club need to go for it. There's, you know, you've got, obviously, what happened with JB last season, everything else, all the players doing what they've done, come out, giving this, giving that, blah, blah, blah. They need to prove their worth, because this season, they've behaved poorly. They were so close, what, three games from potentially tarnishing JB's name. I mean, they got it within three, and okay, they're safe now, but realistically within three, in certain games throughout this season, was disgraceful to his honour, really. To call them professional players playing for the badge were disgraceful. And good that Harris come in, and Harris come in with the fear and level of fear what he has, and, you know, he is a very... strict manager, coach, whatever you want to call him, and he would have fired a rod of steel up people's asses who fucked about. I don't think you would have ever got that from Edwards. I think he's been brought up the new footballing way of, you know, It's really a shame, Stephen, that you didn't do that well today. But don't worry, we're going to look at the down points and we're going to make it better for you, so you're going to perform better next week. Harris would just say, Stephen, you've fucking played like a complete and utter cunt. What are you doing? Do more on the training and work harder and make sure you don't do that again. And that's the difference between, I think, them two completely. And Rowett, well, we know that Rowett just wasn't a man manager. We just know that, but speaking to players and stuff, no one really spoke to him.
That doesn't make you challenge for the top six, though. That means that you get grafters and you get a team that's going to work hard. As I say, my opinion, my understanding and listening to what Harris said, he's going to be here in charge next season. He's not going to walk away, which I thought that may have been the plan. I was wrong based on what Harris has said. So he's staying. He's earned the right to stay. And his job is to oversee the beginning phase of the rebuild that perhaps we should have done last summer. It perhaps should have been a reset after Gary Rowett, but we didn't do that. So they're now going to do it this way and have a Millwall man in charge to oversee it. That's just how I see it personally.
So on your point there about a Millwall man in charge to oversee it, mm-hmm. doesn't it make more sense long term to make Harry?
And there it is. That's as good as it gets on this stage. Nissan Townstar EV strikes again. It's an unstoppable van. Unstoppable!
Look, just fantastic. You can actually see the ProPilot technology in action. Effortless parallel parking.
It moves with all the confidence that comes with a 5-year warranty.
And with a bench full of all-star van experts, there's real strength in depth here.
That's all-star quality.
Search Nissan Townstar EV and visit your local all-star van centre to see for yourself.
Terms and conditions apply. 5 years or 100,000 miles, whichever comes first.
ProPilot is an advanced driver assist technology. Driver's responsibility to stay alert, drive safely, and control vehicle at all times.
Picture the scene. All of your mates around, you've got your McNugget share boxes ready to go. Partner this with your team playing champagne football. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. There's nothing quite like a McDelivery. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Director of football.
100%. I don't think Harris will leave. Yeah, to be honest with you, the ideal for me is give Harris the season, providing it goes okay and, you know, we're not in any danger or whatever. And then come the end of next season when his contract ends, say, right, thank you very much, Neil. You move up to a director of football, bring in a manager that can work with him. That's the scenario. Harris wouldn't have agreed to that this time round. He would want that opportunity, and rightly so. He's earned that, again, in my opinion. But moving forward, I think that would be the long-term solution, and I'd like to see that. Whether they do it or not is another matter.
I see. I mean, listen, there's someone in the comment who said, you know, when you interviewed Rob, that Rob said, you know, we are who we are and we're not. Listen, I don't think we're ever going to potentially be a Premiership club, because I don't think the board will ever make that investment into us to make us compete with the top half of that table, as in pound for pound. But I think that we could get there by, you know, determination and fucking lady luck. And get to the playoffs and then fucking shit out of it. But I don't know, you know the way it is, mate. So, yeah, I mean, Jay, what's your thoughts on that?
Yeah, look, Harris has he done what he was asked to do. He made a promise to JB, he fulfilled that promise, and then he backed it up with what he was asked to do. You know, he's hit every target that was proposed to him when he come in his short span. He said it himself, the medium term. The short term was to stay up. The medium term is to build a team that can be progressive and compete in the Championship next year. And then the longer term is to leave the club in a better position than what it is when he took over, which, in my opinion, is not very difficult, because there's a lot of things that are easily changed. I agree with the fact that he's the right man right now, because we do need to bring in players that will work hard for the shirt, understand the football club. They need a lesson before they come in. They need homework, these players, before you come here, before we make a final decision, you need to know what this is about. And if this isn't a bit of you, then we don't want you. I think Harris is the right person to build that squad. I don't know if he's the right person to carry out the duty long term. I think going upstairs and then bringing someone in to coach a Harris-built team would be the perfect scenario for me. Here's the ammunition. You've got the gun. Your job to fire it and hit your targets. I think that would be good. Some progressive modern ideas with a Harris-type player for me would be a recipe for success. But I don't think mid-table is... If we finish mid-table next season, that will be an amazing season. With the finances we have, the players that we're going to lose and the issues that we have upstairs and just all around the club in general, I honestly think we will be just maybe outside of relegation fight next year. I really do. Because I think there's a lot more than just getting a couple of Harris-type players in to save and to progress from what we have this season. I really do. But no, I agree more to what Stephen said. He deserves it. He definitely deserves it. Give him it. If it starts going sour, though, after he's had a transfer window, someone posed this to me. I'm going to call him out. Dan, big Dan Riggs, little Dan Riggs, spoke to him earlier. And he said, look, if this goes sour after the transfer window, say the summer transfer window, and you get to November, you've got the January transfer window coming up, and you're fighting relegation, do you bite the bullet? Do you say to Harris, you know, is it not working? What do you do? I don't think the club will sack him. I really don't. I think it'll be a case of he walks away again. But are we going to push ourselves into a corner again? Because I honestly think relegation battle is on the cards next year. People might shoot me down for that. But
no, look, I don't see, really, to be fair, I don't see that you're completely wrong there. Jimmy, this season, I think it's rumoured that he's put in £17 million into the club. We obviously took on Brian. We didn't have a fee for him, but
get rid.
Massive wages. Tandanga and obviously Abafemi, big money and wages to be done for him. Obviously, we've paid off two managers. We've obviously got another one. And the question where someone said, have I got someone coming on for the FFP? Yeah, I'm in the process of organising them. So it will be coming over the next, hopefully next week or two. So yeah, I'm in the process of organising that. I don't know. I'd love the Premiership for 1 year just to fucking terrify the life out of the Premiership. Literally, just do a Luton. Do you know what I mean? Upset a few teams, nick a couple of wins, and then potentially come back down. But just to have it. But I just honestly don't know if the, you know, if we need, if you think realistically and say, right, realistically, we probably need £20 million invested into the team to give us a fighting chance. And I just don't think we have the money, and I don't think the board would be able to do it. I don't think the board would do it, and I don't think we have the money to do it. So rather, that was quite offended. As I was going, well, I don't think the board could do it. I looked up onto the YouTube analytics, and all I've got is Jake going like this. And I'm thinking, what the fuck? So yeah, no, that threw me out of it there.
No, I was doing that when you mentioned Joe Bryan. As he get him out?
Yeah, I personally... I think you're probably right. I think it'll be a mid-finish next table. Mm. Next season, mid-finish, probably between, I don't know, maybe 16 and 20, maybe.
The thing is, and I know it's different, and I get the different scenarios, but look at this season, the way that Harris is the projected, and he can't always go on projected, but he's got 20 points from 11 games. No, is it 11? Yeah, it's 11 games, isn't it? 20 points from 11 games, right? And I know it doesn't always work like this, but if you sustain that over a period of 46 games, you end up with over 80 points. Now, we all know that's not how football works. You can't win anything on projected and stuff like that. But if we can continue this path, I'm not under no illusions. I don't think we'll be anywhere near the top six. It's not going to happen. It's just not. I just think the plan is for stability for a season and then go for the top six with a new manager. We don't know what's going to happen. We don't know what the transfer budget is. We don't know what players might even be sold to fund potential transfers or what's going to happen or who's going to stay. You know, I think we all know that loan players, obviously, they will go back. The Hutchinson and Bart are probably going to now be shown the door. I wouldn't be surprised if a couple of others maybe look for moves that, you know, Harris is clearly not interested in, Wes Harding and people like that. So, you know, they may go on, but we just don't know what's going to happen. But based on what we've seen on the pitch, I think Harris has a good chance of at least giving us some stability next year.
I think what we need is two goalkeepers, one striker, and eight players who are masters at shithousery.
Can I just jump in there on that? I said it earlier. I'm going to talk about the goalkeeper, and I'm going to get some pelters for this, I'm sure. I think we, as supporters, give Matty Sarkic a bit of a hard time, personally. Overall, he has had some shockers, but he's also made some really good saves in games. And I pulled up a stat that I'd seen earlier, and I've had a look into it. He's played 30 games in the Championship for us this season and conceded 34 goals, so it's over a goal a game. Now, it doesn't look good when you look at that, and it certainly doesn't look good when you take into consideration that in 10 of those games he's kept a clean sheet. So he's conceded 34 goals in 20 games. Not all his fault, but for a goalkeeper, he's 26 years old. He's never settled at a club apart from Wolves, where they didn't want him. They loaned him out here, there, and everywhere. For a goalkeeper, goalkeepers hit their prime when they get to their sort of late 20s, early 30s. He's still learning, and I don't necessarily think that we need a. We need another goalkeeper. I really do think we've got to stick with him, and I think there's a match winning goalkeeper in there. It's been tough this year, but I personally think that we've been a little bit harsh on him overall.
Danny Shrewd is taking the piss.
Sarkic, serviceable keeper, not a great one. Listen, I do like Sarkic, and he has done some good stuff, and he's done some bad stuff. I'm not ready to crown him the goalkeeper of the next decade for Millwall. I'm not there yet. I think the jury's out for me. I do think we need another goalkeeper, because I don't know if Truman's going to be that guy. We do need some serious competition for Sarkic, because without competition, you get complacent and you think, well, the job's mine anyway. You know, what's it matter? I think an element of that was with Sarkic a little bit, especially towards the end, because Bart was never going to play. He's played well under Harris. The defence, more to the point, have done well for Sarkic. Now, that they do play in tandem. You know, you look at Pickford at Everton, gets hounded every week. You know, the defence is appalling. But, you know, that does play a part of it. But I'm not ready to crown him the goalkeeper for the next sort of 5 to 10 years. I still need some competition for him. Strikers, yeah, I agree with Mickey. We need a striker, but it needs to be a lump. It needs to be a big guy. You can't go out and sign Obafemi, like a lot of us would, I do, and have Bradshaw in this bit and Obafemi. It's just pointless. It's absolutely pointless. If you're going to do that and sign Obafemi, you need to let one of the other two go, because you need to get a target man. They're all the same type of striker. And I think, yeah, if you can go and sign 10 Billy Mitchells or 5 Billy Mitchells, 5 Ryan Leonards, then, you know, you've got a recipe there. You really have. But we need a baller in midfield. I think we need another proper general in the centre of midfield. I think we need a right-sided winger. Could be Longman, could be someone else. But again, need competition now. A centre-half and a left-back. Because I'd love Danny Mac to stay at left-back, but I'd love to have some experience. Not Joe Bryan. Get rid of him. 6 injuries since he's been out. Some experience to teach Danny Mac a little bit more. Help him learn from. So yeah, I think we need... The problem is we need a lot, gents. And we're going to lose a lot. And the finances ain't there. Fleming,
no, Caspar, I mean, could all be and also, you've got to take into consideration as well that Husky ain't going to be here next season. And are we going to get a sponsor paying the same money what Husky got? I would...
To be fair, Husky didn't pay any money, did they?
Well, yeah, but they've got a legal... There's a legal challenge wherever that's going. There's a legal challenge, and obviously, you know, hopefully money will be charged. But yeah, there's questions around it. But... You know, that's not the first time a sponsor's been on the front of the shirt and paid fuck all money, is it? I mean, Euro Ferries as well. But are we going to get another sponsor who is going to pay the same sort of money as Husky paid? I don't think we will. I've got an idea who this next sponsor is going to be, and I think it's a Millwall company or a Millwall fans company, purely because I think they need a sponsor, and it would need to have been done a little while ago, purely because of the shirts would have been designed pretty much nearly a year ago, to be fair, for next season, and they will be delivered probably, hopefully, June, July time to start going on sale. Hopefully, if they can get shirts done quicker and start selling shirts June, July, then you hit the summer holidays and kids will take shirts on summer holidays and we might be able to get it. Do you know what I mean?
That's the we could do another show on this.
Craig knows. That's who's going to be on the front of the shirt next season.
And that's fine. That's another thing. When we were talking about how bad the season's been, you know, obviously John and four managers been at the bottom of the league. The sponsors, you know, everything has been a bit of a shambles. I think if you get a stable sponsor, okay, they might not have the money that Husky have, but if it's there's some stability, regular finance.
I don't know if they can afford to be it, but
it's just that's what we need. And you know, they're all of the issues in a way. And again, this might sound contradictory to everything we've said. It's a bit of a miracle that we've actually stayed up this year after everything that we've had to put up with off the pitch, on the pitch, players. You know, it's all been just one massive shambles. So many people, we've put it in comments on here. I've seen it on Twitter, in the WhatsApp groups. We just wanted the season over. We just want the season over. And, you know, hopefully next year will be better. But I think it'll be okay. But I wouldn't count on getting the shirts pretty early.
Mate, we should do a GoFundMe page and fucking
Chris Brown's comment.
I'll get that. I'll put that in a set. But we should have a GoFundMe page and put the podcast on either the back or the front or whatever, mate. Do you know what I mean? And then put, because you get tickets and all that for doing it, and then you'll get a load of tickets for the season or whatever. You'll get tickets, and then we just basically put them into a ballot, and then put them out to everyone who's chipped in, and offer, you know, someone will win it every game or whatever it is. Because you get, I think if you're a sponsor, you end up, you know, getting a sponsor's lounge and all that lot. So you'll get a benefit and then just put it all back out to the fans. That'd be so funny, wouldn't it, to have...
Ask the question, mate.
Our thing on there. I don't know, mate. I don't want to go begging for people. That's why...
TMP in small letters, just on the embroidery at the back of the shirt there. Just TMP.
Yeah, or just on the back of the shirt, like Wiggins's or where Mason's was. Do you know what I mean? That's probably about 20, 30 grand. There's Chris's one here. I believe
that's
in
funny, miracles. I like that.
Mate, I'd love to, but I reckon realistically to put on the front of the shirt... When, who was there? When we done the playoff, I think the company, what was there then, I can't remember who it was, I think it was about 75, 80 grand per season. And then if it got into the playoffs, it doubled to about 150. But as someone else put in there, you know, I mean, I don't think they're far wrong, to be fair. But it was about 5 million over five seasons. So, yeah. About 400, I think it was about 400 grand, 500 grand a year or whatever. So, you know, we definitely haven't got that, mate. I'd love to, but yeah, definitely haven't. Think of that Millwall podcast on the front of the shirts next season. Fuck off, Aldo on the back. I think, as Craig said, it'll be that one. Millwall Calf. No, it won't be the Millwall Calf. Millwall Calf isn't owned by the Zampafish lot no more, mate. It's owned by Renewal, and two guys lease it back from Renewal. Now it's not owned by the people who used to own it. So, that is not going to happen. I wonder if they've been approached by Netflix. Probably not. They were approached by Apple, weren't they? And then something happened and Apple were going to film Ted Lasso there, weren't they? And then they stopped, so...
The last time we were involved with anything was that we had that, was it Dream Team years ago on Sky? Do you remember the Dream Team? Dream Team used to be filmed at the Den. But the underlying issue with all of that kind of stuff, as I say, is if they've got any sense, which we all it's questionable if they do have sense at this point. But if they've got any sense, they will learn from some of the mistakes from last year. They will get the sponsor sorted, maybe perhaps a bit quicker. They will get shirts out for the kids for the summer holidays. We're not going to, touch wood, have four managers and all of the kind of surface off the field and stuff that's going on. That's that, all that kind of stuff, as much as it maybe shouldn't, but it does impact what goes on the pitch. It does impact what goes on around the club. So if they can learn any lessons, it's get a little bit sort of tighter off the pitch, and then on it, you might find that we have a slightly better season. And also, you know, if players do come into the, you know, I don't know how transfers work, but when players come in for a meeting, and if there's any hint of, you ain't got a sponsor, we ain't got this, the training ground's naff, are they really going to want to sign? Do you know what I mean? Those kind of questions, like the agents would kind of move them on to other places. 100%. So. As I say, I might be being completely blind to everything, but I have hope that they won't fix everything in the summer. I don't think that's going to happen, but I think that they will get certain things better this summer than what they did last year.
They can't do any worse.
We're going to run a sweepstake. Go on. What do you think they're going to get better this summer than last summer?
Well,
recruitment. Last year we recruited to play one system and one system only. That is absolutely ridiculous, and a system that didn't work the year before under Rowett. I think they'll get that slightly better.
No, I don't think they will, but carry on. Go on. Next one, you think they'll get better than they did last? I think Neil Harris will choose what he wants, and if we get another manager, it'll be a different system. But yeah, go on.
It'll be. I think the sponsorship. I think that you'll hear. I think towards the end of the season, they'll sort that out. That it will it was all big news for about 2 weeks, and then it's gone quiet. That will be sorted, and you'll actually have someone that's actually funding the club, whether it be a small amount or a large amount.
I missed that beginning bit. Who's going to be funding the club?
No, as in sponsorship, there'll be a sponsor that's actually putting money into the club rather than what we're led to believe that Husky. They will. You cannot have a club that in the Championship not have a sponsor. Can't happen.
Oh, I think we'll have a sponsor, and I think there will be an agreement with that sponsor. But do I think they'll be putting in the same money what Husky did at the beginning part? No chance. And do I think that it will all be a cash transaction one way? No. I think there'll probably be cash and services, potentially. That's how I think the deal will be done.
But it still would add stability. It still wouldn't be like a circus behind the scenes of no one knows what's going on and basically everyone doing whatever they want and no one really understanding that's going on at the minute.
Personally. Yeah, to be fair, Mark, the last kit supplier went pop 2 years ago, the November the year before, wasn't it, or whatever. That they went, and obviously everything went into receivership and cost them a lot of money. John Berylson must have a few business contacts for a sponsor. Well, you would have thought so, but none of them are coming in the time where he was there. It'll be interesting to see. Or even would, you know, Chestnut Hill Ventures sponsor us? I don't know. I do think that wouldn't it make sense for the commercial guy to do a deal with Groupon or wherever he's driving these foreign supporters to the Den, give away the opportunity to sponsor at the club for a fee and tickets? Yeah, it's not a bad thingy, mate. That's not a bad shout.
Did you find it interesting that Harris mentioned that he didn't care whether the supporters were 20,000 from Birmingham or foreign supporters? I find that really interesting, because it's not something that you think Harris would ever think about or talk about.
Yeah, but you see, I think with that, again, there is a collective strategy across all of football to attract overseas fans, because don't forget the new TV contracts coming in, and primarily a lot of that is going to be focused overseas. A lot of that's going to be focusing overseas to attract people. And we are one of the easiest clubs to get a ticket for on the day in London. So, you know, you look at when Arsenal-Dortmund, when it was Arsenal-Dortmund, when we were playing as well, we had a load of Dortmund fans come to the game. So, yeah, it's one of those, you know, we will always attract. So, yeah.
Also, remember on that, I forgot about that, the fact that we've stayed in the Championship, if we are going to get a new TV deal, that is more funds that can be used.
Yep.
For other, I know other clubs will benefit as well, so they'll have the funds too. But for us, having never been able to spend anything or have those additional millions, then that's only a good thing as well. That comment's brilliant, by the way.
57. 75, thanks, mate. Do you know what I mean? It's in 1975, not 1957, cheeky fuckers. Do you know what I mean? So, yeah. But, look, you know, same as what Green Boy 24/7, which I think is Ben's burner account. You can't take it away. Look, whatever Harris done is scared the players into actually, you know, shit out as we win yesterday, and it saved us. We are on 53 points, and that is it. We're done. We don't have to worry about next game and the next game. We are there. We don't have to worry about Plymouth. We don't have to worry about Fee. And, you know, there was a question earlier on. I started it. There's a question earlier on. Do you think now that basically now that we're pretty much safe, do you think you now play the youth team? You know, of the youth players in the final two games. What's your thoughts on that?
Have to. If he rolls out the same team, albeit the team that's kept us up, if he rolls out the same team against Plymouth and against Swansea, I'll be bitterly disappointed because there's a lot of work that has to be done before next season with this squad. You need to start the process now. We've been given a respite where we've got 2 weeks of the season before some clubs below us that we can exercise that right. And you can play Adam Meyer. You can play Kevin Nisbet. You can play these players that are not getting...
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximise your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.